Jin Xing is the founder and choreographer of Jin Xing Dance Theatre Shanghai, China's first contemporary dance company. As wonderful as her company is, another thing that makes her work stand out is her background. Jin Xing was born biologically male. Her program, Shanghai Tango, is currently at the Joyce Theatre, and it marks her return to New York City after 20 years, but her first performance here as a woman. I'm very pleased to have Jin Xing visit us on our show today. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You use modern dance styles in your choreography. Is this unusual in China?
Actually, I was the first generation of the modern dance trained and sponsored by the American. Yeah.
But you'd also been trained in classical music styles, both ballet and traditional Chinese styles?
Russian ballet training for 10 years and also combined with the Chinese folk dancing and classical Chinese dance as well.
How different are the philosophies of Chinese and Western dance? Do you train different kinds of muscles?
I think so. Asian dancers, especially Chinese, we have much more flexibility on the upper bodies according to the body proportion. I think Western dancers, they are much more stronger than the legs and feet works. So I think these two things combine, I think become my own style.
Well, you were born just at the end of the Cultural Revolution?
Yes, 67.
So you missed all of that turmoil. But was it odd that you decided you want to become a dancer? Did your family support you in that?
No, actually, I didn't want to become a dancer. I just want to be on stage. Of course, I choose the stage and the dance choose me. I become a dancer. So, yeah.
Your parents were of Korean descent. Did that affect your life as you were growing up?
I think it's not affect that much, but it has an influence there from the music-wise and the mentalities.
Well, you wanted to be on stage, but you joined the People's Liberation Army. Is that the way you wind up studying dance in China?
This is a completely different situation, the story. I think for one Western audience, kind of bizarre. Because in China in the 70s, if you want to be the best artist or athlete, whatever, you better go to a military. Military give you the best training you can get.
So how much of your time in the military was focused on military matters? How much was devoted to learning dance?
I think mainly our job is an entertainer in the military. So we're learning dancing or singing or acting, whatever. But 2 months per year, we got a real military training. So,
And the rest of the time, you were entertaining troops, or were you also just performing for the general public?
For the general public, participating all the national gala and also main jobs, so touring a country, entertaining the soldiers. And also, we got the education. If one day the war starts, we have to go front, the fighting for the enemy and also entertaining the soldier. That's our job.
And you would have been a colonel at the end?
Yes, I reached my ranking as a colonel, yes.
So you had other responsibilities as well,
No, the colonel is just a title. I receive a colonel's salary. So that means I'm in charge of anything,
Well, most military organizations have macho mentalities. How does ballet fit into that?
This is part of the China system. We are adopting the system from Russia. Previous Soviet Union, and each state army, they have own opera company, theater company, dance company, acrobatic company. Of course, we belong to the military group, but all is completely artistic.
Were you already aware of your own desire to undergo a sex change operation?
This is completely my child dream. When I was 6 years old, I feel myself something different, but I don't know what's different. So after I entered the military, learning a dancing, then I discovered I should be a girl, but I don't know how.
And this is something I assume you had to keep secret from most people.
Exactly, keeping myself and wondering, fantasizing about my life in the future. Then I said, okay, drop the things. I just put all my energy in the dance.
You also studied with people like Martha Graham and Merce Cunningham?
Yes.
Again,
as
a male dancer?
Yes.
So was that odd after studying ballet for so long?
We have a difficult period of time because with such a mentality, traditional classical Chinese dancing, and such a switch, one completely free zone, independent individual thinking, yes.
How much has their work influenced your choreography or your approach to dance?
I think they give me a different point of view and different understanding about how you use your own mind and your body and your physical world to create your own thing. That's it gave me a strong influence, yes.
My guest is Jin Xing, whose Shanghai Tango program is at the Joyce Theater right now. And that's also the title of a memoir you published in 2007. What is the phrase, what's the significance of that phrase to you, Shanghai Tango?
Shanghai Tango, actually, I think because currently I'm living in Shanghai. And we're always considering Beijing. And Beijing is a very masculine city, male mentality with power and the, you know, culture. And Shanghai is always considered a very feminine, very attractive city in China. So that's why
it was a city where the arts flourished, where the films used to be made in the pre-revolutionary
everything
days.
In Shanghai, exactly. That's why I said now in the contemporary modern China today, Shanghai really tangling with the whole world.
But Shanghai also was more of a European city because of
very much
the history of China.
We call the Shanghai Asian New York. Yeah, it's like
And the program is made up of 10 pieces that you've created over the past 25 years. How much has your style of choreography changed over that time?
I think I become mature. I think I put this like my own diary since 25 years of recording all my work been through in the state, in Europe, and in China, different time.
And is it your goal to balance Eastern and Western styles in the choreography?
Instead of balancing, I think more is communicating. Communications is for me is important from Western and Eastern culture, always communicating. This is most important. Yeah.
The male dancers wore skirts in two of the pieces. What are some less obvious ways that you play with gender in your choreography?
Not particularly, and it's not my intention always put the gender issue in my work, but I never think about it. When I choreograph, I only think I'm a choreographer. It's not a male choreographer or female choreographer. It's not important.
Well, I wonder if you can perform all of these things in China.
Yes, I did. Since 1993, I started performing in China. Of course, that is big taboo. How you can dress men, wear skirt, dancing it. And this is many, many issues. But now I think people start used to it.
Well, transgender rights and gay rights activism are often conflated in this country. Yeah. Is it that way in China as well?
After China opened to the world, I think the things become changed. Before in China, the homosexual issue, transgender issue, we don't talk about it. Part of Chinese culture, we leave the things alone naturally. But after we open to the West, and all the Western things become labelized and become more sensitive. In the good way, is you get the right, you know, people discuss about. In another way, get more nervous about it.
Well, many communist governments have denied that there was homosexuality in
that's the
communist
government.
Countries.
That's the government, not
so,
a culture.
But how has the government reacted to all of this?
Yes, I think for my case, the government deeply appreciated I'm a serious artist for the country. And another thing, they just like, okay, what's happened? They have no common. Now they think they completely respect this is a personal choices. Yeah.
Well, there are other important artists like AYY who has had run-ins with the government, even though he's a Duchampian artist.
Yeah.
So are there rules that you know you have to conform to?
I don't think so. It's an individual artist. You have your right to express your own feelings. But how deep you interfere with government's policy, that's your own choices. Yeah.
And do censors ever come to you and say, Jinqing, you're going too far with this piece?
So far, no. So far, I think if people discover something from my piece in the political sense, I think that's completely your own opinion. Myself, and I never thought about that. Yeah.
And then you decided to have sexual reassignment surgery, and you had it in China?
Yes.
So is this operation carried out much in China?
No. I'm a very superstitious person. I think first life my mom gave me Chinese in China. Second time I chose my own life, it better in China.
Did you need to get permission from the Chinese government for the operation?
No, I just go through all the regular procedures and
Well, in this country, you actually have to get psychiatric testing before you get sex reassignment surgery. Anything like that in China?
No.
I mean, they want to make sure that you really know what you're getting yourself into.
Yes, we have procedures, you know, doing a certain test, everything. But it's getting there.
Now, you said you haven't had trouble with government censoring, but what about your performance of Carmina Burana?
Carmina Burana is a long time ago. This censorship by the certain people, maybe not the government's ideas, but certain people in the government's position, they have too much political sensitivity. They love to put everything connecting with politics. That's their own choices. That now, the Carmina Burana, since 2005, we're touring all over the world. And now in China, also we're performing very often.
Were there any complications from your operation, from the surgery?
Yes, that time was 1995. I think during the operation, the nurse didn't take care of that much. They damaged my left legs.
You're a dancer, and you had a damaged left leg?
I know, but I tried to recover through my strength. I got to get back my left legs, yes.
So how long did it take you to fully recover?
3 years.
Since you'd been trained as a male dancer, did you have to relearn how to dance as
No. When I was a child, I was a younger one in the group. I always learning the boy stuff, and same time I skip into girls' rooms, I learn girl stuff. For me, it's that no big difference. And I'm famous in China also. Even I'm a male dancer, I have most flexibility. No one girl can competing with me. So I have both techniques, yeah.
Your company, Jinxing Dance Theater Shanghai, is China's first independent modern dance company. Yeah. How is modern dance perceived in China?
It's getting there. It's a starting. People, because before 20 years ago, I think modern dance, contemporary dance, and rock and roll music, such an art form is very dangerous for the government's ear. They thought this is too much of free, too much of an individual, independent, and now people realize that's one kind of art form, yeah.
But your company has been described as an independent dance company. Does that mean independent from any government funding?
No. We are completely without the one penny subsidized from the government. Everything standing on our own feet. Also, we don't have the kind of foundation sponsor behind us. This is how my company is surviving until now after 10 years is a miracle.
Well, dance companies in general
I know,
have a hard time surviving.
You
shouldn't feel like you have any special situation. I mean, Twyla Tharp has to contend with that.
Yes, but I do a lot of my own things because I'm a TV actress. I'm hosting a TV program. I'm an actress on stage and movies. I own my private income. I put in my dance company.
I understand that your husband is German.
Yes.
How did you meet?
Well, 2004, when I performed in Paris with my company, on the way back from Paris to Shanghai, we met in an airplane.
And I'm sure you explained your situation.
Yes, of course. No matter what gentleman, which country gentleman or I meet or I'm dating, I always, from the beginning, I say that who I am, yes.
Because that can be a real problem if you spring that on somebody somewhere down the
line.
It's
a problem for the other side, not for my side.
You have several children. Did you have them before you got married?
Yes. I was a single mother with 3 adopted children. Yeah.
Are they old enough to understand the circumstances of your life?
They grow up with my stories. When they're very young, 4 years old, I told all who their mother, where the mother come from, how complicated this family and this society, and they all, each one is adopted children, everything.
Now you're back in New York after how many years?
20 years.
Was the Joyce around when you were here last
time? Of course, I was a Chelsea girl. My apartment was living in Chelsea, 17th. So I was so familiar with this. And also I appreciate Joyce gave me a certain imagination when I was a young student.
Well, the Joyce is one of those great venues for dance. I don't know. What is it like to be a dance company in the Joyce?
I make myself a dream come true. When I left in 1991 in New York, I told myself, I said, I only come back to New York with my company, until with my company. So I did it after 20 years. I keep my promise for myself, and I made it. That's why before this trip, before I departure from Shanghai, I sent a message to all my viewers, my followers. I said, yes, I made my dream come true after 20 years. Great feelings.
Is this the only place you're performing in the United States, or are you going to do a tour?
No, tour after the New York Joyce, and we're going to 5 other cities in the East Coast. Yes.
And do you ever just do traditional Chinese dance?
No. I do many different styles.
Yeah. Because it's almost like fusion cooking.
Yeah.
This is fusion dancing.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fit into the modern society today. It doesn't matter for East or West. Everybody put everything. Yeah, you make your own choices.
Because for a long time, we had compartmentalization.
Mm.
You either did this or you did that.
Yeah.
During the Cultural Revolution, there was an attempt to adapt ballet to some kind of Chinese revolutionary sensibility.
Sure.
Yes. Do any of those things still persist in China?
Still in different way. Of course, you know, very much of a lot of national big governments, gala evening performance, and sometimes very kitschy. But in a way, sorry for those wonderful, excellent dancers doing such a kitschy stuff. But I'm so happy I can stand on my own feet, do my own things.
And you also probably have your pick of all the dancers in China,
yes,
country that has a large population.
Exactly.
Your company is extraordinary.
Thank you.
And Jinxing, her company is at the Joyce Theater through this week. If you want more information about tickets, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. We're going to go out with a little bit of music that you perform to. How do you choose your music?
Oh, international-wise, I think I choose the Astor Piazzolla's tango music for my Shanghai Tango, and the French composer René Aubry's music. The diversity of music for me is a big nutrition.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.